Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With 1 week left to go in October, this year's fall foliage season has been nothing short of amazing, and it's not over just yet. For more, we're joined now by Jeff Folger, who runs the Salem-based website Jeff Foliage. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So this season so far has just been gorgeous. Do you rank the seasons in your mind? And if so, how does this rank near the best in your memory?
I would say that this has probably been one of the prettiest autumns that I've seen in a while. I was expecting it to be a lot earlier, and it just kept on waiting. And then all of a sudden, bam, it happened.
Now, there was a lot of talk maybe a few months ago that the drought that hit us so hard would mean a less brilliant leaf peeping season. So what happened there?
It did and didn't. it's one of those things where it's always up in the air as to how it's going to affect us. None of the scientists can say with assuredness that, okay, we had X amount of drought, it's going to have this problem on us. I'm seeing a lot of yellows here in Salem, a lot of orangey, rusty colors. So it's not, at least in Salem, I'm not seeing it quite as bright as it has been in the past. Some years where we get a little bit more moisture during the summer, but then a dry September and a dry October, we go into a drought that way and the colors just pop. But when we got drought all summer long, that does tend to hurt the trees a little bit. And I think that affects the colors somewhat. They're just, sometimes they're not as bright.
What about climate change? You've been doing this for two decades. Have you noticed any impact on the colors or the timing of the season?
You know, it used to be mid-September. You'd start seeing really bright colors coming on. And I'm talking back in the 1940s and 50s, a little before my time. But since I've started this in the last 20 years here, I have noticed, you know, the fall colors start to kind of show up in September, the last week in September. Used to be maybe the second to last week of September. It would, you know, start to turn. But, you know, by 2010 and later, it just seems to be slowing down as to when. Climate change, it's throwing a wrench in things. And we just have to kind of step back and take a look at, you know, what we think is going to happen and keep track of it. And, keep going.
For people who still want to head out, maybe this upcoming weekend to see the colors, where do you suggest the best place to go is in the region?
Well, I'm planning on being down in the some of the coastal areas, but I'm going to try and hit Boston. I'm going to be heading along the border between Massachusetts and Rhode Island, looking in some of the different villages, you know, maybe Sturbridge Village even out into the Pioneer Valley somewhat.
You know, lastly, just to sum up, and I know you probably get this question a lot, but why do you think it is that the fall foliage in New England draws in so many people year after year?
I think it's almost the mystique that it started back in the 50s, and it was always pointed out that the colors were the best here in New England. And a lot of that is just the variety of hardwoods that turn color. That's my guess.
Jeff Folger from the website Jeff Foliage, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.